Good morning. It is January 19th. How great you are, O Sovereign Lord. There is no one like you, and there is no God besides you, according to all that I have heard with my ears. 2 Samuel 7:22, 1 Chronicles 17:20. You alone are the Lord. You made the heavens of heavens and all their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to all that is in them, and the host of heaven worships you. Nehemiah 9:6. Lord, may I learn the importance of forgiveness from Jesus, who was asked by Peter, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? Jesus said to him, I tell you not 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. Matthew 18:21-22. May I not be like those who draw near to you with their mouths and honor you with their lips, but whose hearts are far from you. Their reverence for you is made up only of rules taught by men. Isaiah 29:13. I desire not only to call you Lord, but to do what you say. By your grace, I will come to you, hear your words, and put them into practice. Then I will be like someone who built a house, who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. Luke 6:46-48. Guard my soul and rescue me. Let me not be ashamed, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, for I wait for you. Psalm 25:20-21. May I submit myself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from you, O God, and the authorities that exist have been established by you. Consequently, those who resist authority have opposed your ordinance, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. Romans 13:1-2. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your statutes. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Psalm 119:67, 71, and 75. I know that if my earthly house is destroyed, I have a building from you, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this house I groan, longing to be clothed with my heavenly dwelling, because when I am clothed, I will not be found naked. For while I am in this house, I groan, being burdened, because I do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now you have made me for this very purpose, and have given me your spirit as a guarantee. 2 Corinthians 5:1-5. Because you help me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. You vindicate me, O Lord, and are near. Who then will contend with me? Surely you will help me. Who is he that will condemn me? Isaiah 50:7-9. Abba, Father, I did not receive a spirit of slavery again to fear, but I received the spirit of adoption by whom I cry to you. The Spirit himself testifies with my spirit that I am your child. Romans 8:15-16. Lord Jesus, all those the Father gives you will come to you, and whoever comes to you, you will never cast out. For you have come down from heaven, not to do your own will, but the will of him who sent you. And this is the will of him who sent you, that you will lose none of all that he has given you, but raise them up at that last day. For your Father's will is that those who look to you and believe in you may have eternal life, and you will raise them up at the last day. John 6:37-40. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.